All right, so picking up where we left off, was we were just exploring the issue of Kiddushin Be'isri Hanad Rabbanan, Kiddushin Mechametz Rabbanan, and in particular Machlokas Rashi and Nabag and others versus the Ben Peretz and Ritva and others, about whether it's necessary to involve a separate additional rabbinic act in order to nullify the Kiddushin Mechametz Asur Rabbanan. So in that context, we got into the question of what is the reason that Ein Davan Mechametz Pesach? Why is it that there's no Shovik V'Isur Hinah? We saw essentially three suggestions in Rishonim, three directions. Number one, we saw the idea that maybe there's just, practically speaking, you go on the market, nobody's willing to spend money for it. Ladies of the Kohen, we saw the possibility that perhaps the reason is because there's an Issur L'Mekor. We discussed and how to understand that. And then we're focusing on the third possibility, which is rooted in the Ramban and others' reading of the Yerushalmi, that it's not that we don't think people are going to spend money on it if you bring it to the market, and it's not that you're not allowed to bring it to the market, it's that the money that you get for it in the market is not its value, because it is valueless. And the question became, what is the reason then that it is valueless? And we suggested that this is because the Torah strips it of all significance. And Torah Asur B'Hanah, it doesn't just simply Asur B'Hanah. The Issur HaNah is part of the Torah's agenda of distancing this object from you, of placing it out of your reach, of you having nothing to do with this. This not being within your orbit at all. To that end, the Torah strips it of its significance. We saw the different manifestations of this in terms of bialos according to Menorah Shodim, in terms of its status, its shame as a chetza, its ke'afar v'ama. As part of that, the Torah also strips the item of its value. It considers it to have no monetary value. It deems it to have no monetary value. That's why it's valueless. Right? Once it deems it to have no monetary value, then what you get for it on the market is a matana, or it's gezel, abidin, but it is not the exchange, because the Torah deems it to be valueless. So I just wanted to work on that a little bit. I had a couple points here. I think number one, that this could provide for an answer to a question of the bottom. The Ksos, an issue that bothers the Ksos. The Ksos in Simon, I gave it to you guys in the supplementary report here. You guys see it? Yes, the Tav Vav Aleph. Basically, the Ksos is bothered by is the whole position, the whole idea of Rabbi Yosef Lili, that the Kachim Kalim Mamam Bailin. Right? That's my focus, Hanaim, the status of the Kachim Kalim. Is it considered to be the Bailin? Does the Bailin own it? The Gemara applies this in a variety of contexts. The original context in which it comes up is the context of Shavuos Kedem, of Korban Shavuah, where I am tovei something from you, you deny with the force of a Shavuah, and it's a Shavuah Sheker. So the halacha is, this is treated differently than just a Stam Shavuah Sheker. This is its own parsha of you bring a different kind of Korban, etc., etc. So in that context, the pasuk says, Mala Mala Ba'Hashem, what's it talking about? So the Rios Igli is of the opinion that what it's talking about is Kachim Kalim, and his point is, his understanding is, the Torah needs to be telling you that even though it's Ba'Hashem, because it's Kachim, nonetheless, it's still Shayach to the world of Firus, of Shavuos Bikadam, because in the context of Shavuos Bikadam, I'm being Tovei, something which is mine. So Kamash Malan, that Kachim Kalim, or Mamam Ba'Hashem. The Gemara goes on to Pius and says, and therefore, based on this, Lashitas or Rios Igli, you would be able to, for instance, in Kaddish for him, right? That's the Sugya and Beis Kiddushin. The Gemara says that Libet the Rabbanon of Rios Igli, there's no Kiddushin, you can't be in Kaddish for Kachim Kalim, but Libet of Rios Igli, you would be able to. And also, this is not only the Tovaso, it's also the Chavaso, Shlomim Shiziku, Gobim and Sarah, and the Gemara and Bava Kama, and Dr. Beis, I give it to you here. The Mishnah in Bava Kama doesn't say that you're only Chai for that which is not Hekdesh, it says you're only Chai for the Chasim Shabaham Meila. The halacha of Shlomim is there's no Me'ilah, but nonetheless it's Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, it's been died from here, Nechasim she'ibahem Me'ilah, Me'ilah hu delaspehu, hamikdash kachi. So what the Mishnah is saying is, libet Rabbi Yosef Lili, that kachim kalin is mamam bailin, there is a chiyus. So the Ksos is bothered by this. The Gemara, what ends up emerging from the Gemara is that this is dafka mechayim. La'achar shchita, mishulchan gavoa kazahu. Once there's shchita, and then Zohar defines shalom, that's mishulchan gavoa kazahu, where you're permitted to eat something that belongs to Gavoa, the Gemara calls it Mishochem Gavoa Kazachu. So it's only Mechayim that this becomes relevant. So the Ksos is extremely bothered. After all, says the Ksos, we know that Shlamin, even though Me'ilu Lasbehu, but Isarana Yish. There is an Isarana, normally speaking, the Isarana goes with Me'ilu, but there are cases where the Gemara calls it Lo Nenim Lo Mu'alit. meaning there's Isser Hana'a, but there's no Isser Me'ila, and this is the case of Shlamim. If you look at the, I mean, even in our own parak, we can find this. There's this din, which we'll get to later on in the parak, of Shevach Eitzim Bepas, which is basically the concept that I use Isser Hana'a as fuel for a fire to bake bread. So the question is the status of the bread. Is it Asr, is it Mutter? So the Gemara quotes a couple of cases. One of the cases it quotes is, one of the questions it asks, this is on Tav Zayin and Abayz. Do you have it on there? Or? No, I didn't put it on. I thought we could have your Gemara. But the Gemara says, what about if I... What, this is Chav Zayin and Abayz in Pesachim. Tanur Shesiku Be'atzei Hekdesh Ve'avav Ha'pas the Rabbanan the Sherub Kamaisa. According to the Rabbanan who hold that in this first case, in the case of Klibi Orla, that would be Mutter. What about here? So the Gemara asks, what's the Hekidnutzi? When you start to burn it, you're already at that point being Moel. And the halacha is that almost in all cases, Mi'ila, not all cases, but almost all, once you're Moel, Jilatilachu. So in the end, what you're burning with is not a Tzar Bahana. Right? This is the Gemara's question. It says, Ikasha Lehav Kasha, Vala Maal Hamasik, Vachal Hecha de Maal Hamasik, Nafku Huluchulin. Are you following me here? I'm Chazan of it, yeah? All right, you got it? So Gemara responds, Amar Papa, Hacha Ba'atzi Shlomim Maskina. But Libya de Rebuda, the Amar Hekesh, Shogun, Skala, Huluchulin. Fine. We're dealing here with Atzei Shlomim. The point being, there's no Me'ila, but nonetheless, there isn't a Serna, right? This is Rashi Altar, right? Atzei Shlomim, Shetfisim, Demei Shlomim. That means this, I was Matfis, these eights in Demei Shlomim, which means it's now got Kedusha's Dhamma, how will be Mocher, and then use it to buy Kachin Kalim, right? And has therefore the status of Kachin Kalim. Think of Demei Shlomim, the Kachin Kalim in the Me'ila, the Lav Kacha Shem Kareen and Bey, Shekulun the Bailim, in the Gavoa, Behen El Al Akash, because Dhamma, Mesamor, Behulet, the Surah Mia Rachiva Lahu. When Mi'ila who the imat the masach Mi'ila, meaning that Raj is explaining why the Gemara is mentioning it. So it is Aser B'Hana, Lonen, just there's no Iser Mi'ila. So there's an Iser Hana. So asks so question. So there's an Iser Hana for Shlamin, this is Nisar Darai. So there's an Iser Hana for Shlamin. So how is it possible to have Rabbi Yossi Aglidi that is Mamon Bible? How is it possible, for instance, Rabbi Yossi Aglidi to say, Mimukadish, Bekachim Kalim? Inasmuch as the whole relevance of Mamon Bailim is Mechayim, while the animal is still alive, and at that point it's still Aser B'Hana, so how do you have Bailus, L'inyan at least, being able to do, let's say, Kiddushin with something that is Aser B'Hana? Don't we know the Mechadish Orla B'Kilaya Karim in Mekudeshus? Alright, that's essentially his question. He's bothered by the whole range of Halachos now. Alright, just take a look. He says, this is on the Excelsior on Simon Tavav Sifkan Aleph. Appears Rashi Shem, Vachakalav Inan Yilad, the Lakachesh and Green Bay, Visur Rachav Alai, Allah. Says, Vikav and the Asr Bahanam in a Torah, Hechi Mikadish Boa Seyisha. Right? How is that possible? And then at the end, he says it in a more general sense. Oh, you could notice the Riosi, the Amar Malam Ma'ab Blashem, the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, Velaman Yishayim Vikfirasa, who came into the Lomar Riosi, the Machayim, of Allah, Shechidim, Shukran Gaval, Kazachu, Machayim, Aser Banam, and the Torah. They came into Aser Banam, to Lav Kfiras Mamandu. And you could say Lav Kfiras Mamandu because there's no Bailus, you could say Lav Kfiras Mamandu because there's no Shobi. Either way, how is it that this is something which we would say it's a Tvias Mamandu? Ain't no Shobi, ain't no Bailum. Alright? This is the Ksosa's problem. This is basically just as a problem with Shitas Rabbi Yosef Aglidi, the principle. Given that there's an Asher Bar Noah, how do you say Mamon Bailim? How are you able to be Mekadesh? How are you able to be Toveya? So there are a couple of possible answers to this. But perhaps we could just suggest one of our own based on what we're developing, which is the idea that what's the source, what's the reason that something is Asher Bar Noah, is valueless? Not because it has no value, it's because the Torah strips it of all significance, because the Torah distances it from you. The Torah makes it ke'afar ba'ama. So here one could suggest, perhaps here there'll be a chiluk between Yisur Hana'a of Hekdesh versus all other Yisur Hana'a. Yisur Hana'a, where the Torah is being marchit go, because the Torah says this is something which you shall have no involvement with, right? I know it's only about Azara, but that's in general, the Torah wants you to have nothing to do with it. It's a thing of nothingness, and the Torah wants it to be nothing. It's in a chashav, it's nothing, it's shafa. You can't own it, you can't trade it, etc., etc. And therefore, as part of that, you also, it has no value. So So if that's the basis of it, we can say, is that true for most Yisrael right now? But it isn't true of Hekesh, where the Yisrael Na is not due to its being detestable, but to its being exalted, it's being sanctified, it's being Kadosh. Right? So in that situation, there the Torah does not strip it of its significance. In other words, what I'm saying is, if the fact that it was in Leviathan and all the other things were simply natural, one could wonder the Sosa's question. However, it's not. It's a function of the Torah's agenda, but that agenda, as we've described it, is something which is relevant only for normal Yisrael, not Yisrael Na, that are derived from its sanctity. So the whole concept of Eino Shovi, of Eino Bailin, doesn't apply to Yisrael Na of Hekesh. I think that's what one could suggest, and that would solve the whole problem. There are other possible answers. As an example,
where would Chametz fit in? Because it's
detestable.
Even though it has a Shas HaKosher.
Yeah, that's a Kosher Chametz. During its time, again, Shas HaKosher is the reason maybe we would think it's not Asur Banah, but if you say it's Asur Banah, maybe one of the things you could say is, we treat, right, this is Or Sheva Issa. Chametz Pesach is, we'll see, maybe you can have a Chametz that's worse than, it's like Avodah Zarah almost. But it's certainly no better than it's certainly not. It's no better than Jordan Skull or any of the other things. Again, that's part of the Chiddush of Chametz, but that's what we say. That on Pesach, it's actually even the worst kind of thing. It's a Karis, etc., etc. Yeah, there are other possible answers, just as an example. The Ksos himself points out that Katrin Kalam Lidar Vyosi, you have the ability to sell it. If it's mutter to sell, so then it will have Shovi, according to those who think that the crucial component to its lacking Shovi is that you're not allowed to sell it. Once you're allowed to sell it, according to, let's say, the Ritva and the Peretz, really the Tosos in Chulin and Peretz, that the Isser Limkor is responsible for its that first enter of Peretz, not the second one. That what's responsible for its lacking Shovi is the fact that we don't allow you to bring it to market. Well, that isn't true with Libidur Yosef Lili, and therefore that for that reason. There could also be other reasons, other issues, but we can suggest this as well. So that's just another potential expression of the idea that this is the source of its lacking Shovi. Yeah. Derek Haga will give you just a separate Ha'ara. I think this also provides a framework for a possible explanation for the inability to be Mevatel. In particular, right, the question is, why can you not be Mevatel La'achar Sheishal Zlamala? Right, this is the sugi on that book, the Rambam says that bittul becomes impossible, shnei darim inam b'rishusha sh'adam, and therefore bittul is impossible at that point. So why is that? So if one holds that bittul is hefker, so then it's easy, right? So then it's either it's not yours anymore, or if they're trying to hold it with this, what this tells us is there's no bailus space here right now, or if it's yours, but inam b'rishuscha, limkor, and lahakdish, like the sosel, so then it's in a b'shuscha l'hafkir, you can't do an act of hefker upon this item. I can understand it. You're not able to be mafkir now. But the theory is showing that held that bittul isn't hefker, you're not being mafkir, but rather you're undermining the ratzon b'kiyumo by considering it and perceiving it as afra ba'alma. Right? Those who show the hold that that's what this is, it's that your subjective perception of it is that it's a thing of nothingness. So the question becomes, so why does that become impossible after sheish? So this is an issue that actually the Rina David clearly attempted to, which is, you know, once you've built up this explanation, it's not as obvious anymore. Once you've rejected the whole idea of Hefker, so it's not as obvious anymore why this becomes impossible to do La'achar Sheish.
You said about
it
earlier this year.
What?
I think we spoke about this
Rina David
earlier this year.
We did speak about this Rina David earlier this year.
You can't be involved in the Chametz there.
Correct. In the context, because he views this as a raya of the nature of Bal Yorah Bal Yimatzeh. It's not really a Bailus problem. Correct.
You want to cut
this? When we were discussing Chametz and Yidua.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I was pointing out the idea that if owning Chametz is the problem, so then clearly there is a basis to consider it to be an Avera, the Chametz and Yidua, because you do own it. Then so either you could say that in fact you do violate the Shogeg of the Rush, or you'll say there's some other principle that absolves you of the Avera here, either Misafseif or Anus or something along those lines. Or I was suggesting that, or it sounds like from the Tosafot themselves that in a matzvah it doesn't the Kabbalah, that perhaps what the Torah prohibits here isn't simply ownership; it's something else, something in addition, perhaps. And I quoted in that context, Rina David, the Rabban, Rina David's understanding of Bittul as undermining the Isser. The Isser is Shayir to the Kiyuma. And Rabbeinu David proves this by pointing out the fact that you violated Nachashesh when it's no longer yours. And the reason for that, he says, is because the Rotsa Bikiyuma, right? That's a problem. By the way, another raya, which I just didn't think of at the time, the Ramban is misupak whether or not Chamed Shal Hefker, you could violate the Chamed Shal Hefker. If you have intent to be Koneh, if you have intent to acquire it, you violate it. So that obviously also presumes maybe by this isn't even a necessary condition. Not only that it's not a sufficient condition. So that's the subject in the Ramban, just to highlight that idea, going back to that year. But anyway, yeah, so then the question that sort of, just comes naturally is, but if that's the idea, what happens at Sheish that I can't do this anymore? So he says, well, Lucian Masalik died, told me Menushi, Yehek Afar. One second. I can't find where he says. But he basically says, I recall correctly, you're like Adam Akher, you're like a non violent. And apparently that undermines the significance of what you're doing in Bittul. It's not obvious. What I would suggest is, and I think this is possibly consistent with what he says, although I can't find it right now, so I can't swear to that. Even if it's not, it's an alternative. I think one could suggest as follows, that the idea of Bittul, according to these Rishonim, it's not merely a matter of a subjective state, how you view your chametz and how you relate to it, how you perceive it, but rather, in line with Targum Munklus and Shittus Rashi, Bittul is an act of Tashbisu. It's an act of destruction. It's an act, we would argue, of the Bailin stripping the comments of significance. In the world of Tumas Kalim and Tumas Achokim, it becomes apparent that Mahshevas HaBailin, how the one who owns it perceives it, is not just simply a matter of subjective, how does he perceive it, but it also can have objective impact. It can have objective impact on the halakhic classification of the item. Kolok Yehelim Yordin L'Zei Tumasam M'Machshav. Right, when I consider this thing is to be now used as a kli, this is what I have in mind for it, it becomes a kli. Legally speaking, it becomes a kli. The Torah considers the machshavas habaylim, gives it a halakhic impact. So the idea of bittul, according to Yisrael, would be that the Torah requires the baylim to make this thing ka'afar ba'alma. It requires you to perceive it as such, and that gives it a certain classification as such. You have to make this thing, this chametz, afar ba'alma. The problem is that when it becomes Aser B'Hanah, so the Torah's already done this. The Torah's been Mashvei Ka'afar. Right? The Torah strips it of all significance, of all relevance. And therefore, it's like you're storming through, you're breaching an open door. Right? It's already Afar. The Torah wants you to be Mevatel Chametz. It wants you to turn Chametz into Afar. If it's already Afar, if it's already an insignificant item, so then what are you doing? Right? Just like on a very general level, this is like Zechor Borecha Bimei Bechur Osecha. Right? The Odoish. You know, when you have that Yetzirah that is, you know, threatening you, when you have the Yetzirah at your throat, so then for you to slaughter it, it is an act of great significance, it can act of great renunciation. When already it's kind of died down anyway, so it's not quite the same. This is the Rambam of Teshuva, but of course the Rambam emphasizes himself that that's the ideal. But Shuva is fine up until the last Adi Gugosh on Nefesh. So the point is the Torah wanted you to turn something of great significance into Afar. Once already the Torah, B'Shei Shazamal, what happens, and this works by the way, even if you think that Yisrei Na'ishacha, problem here is not that it's not yours, problem here is that it's already Kafar Ba'am. And therefore, the significance of an act of Bittul is muted almost completely. You can't strip it of significance. That's already been... Okay. That's just another expression, potentially, something we can say based on this understanding. Okay, coming back now to the machlokes that we're analyzing, in particular, whether Rav Gidol requires anywhere after Beis and Hefker, in order to say Kedushin B'Surinah Derabanan is ineffective, so we should analyze it in light of this. And we started last time. Depends on why B'Surinah Deraisa lacks Shofi. If it's because it doesn't fetch a price on the market, leading to the kanim, like one suggestion of Rabbeinu Peretz, so then it makes absolute sense to say that that'll apply to anything which is forbidden to use for whatever reason. Bottom line is, people aren't interested in buying things they can't then use, so therefore you won't find anybody in the market to buy it from you. If the reasoning is because there's an isser of mechira, so here, I'm inclined to think as well that the bottom line is we forbid you to take it to market, and therefore we're not going to consider it in terms of our valuation. And the Bervain of Paris obviously had that in mind too, because he mentions, right, his whole point was that the explanation for the dinner of Gidol is that this has no shovi, and he gives you two reasons why the Chametz HaAsur Midirban has no shovi. One, lo yitzu l'konim. Two, because it's Asur l'mkor. So his assumption was obviously that if the Isser Mechira is Dirabana, it doesn't matter, the point is you're not allowed to get the value from it. However, I do think there's room to consider perhaps otherwise. And maybe you'll say, maybe we should consider the possibility that the Torah's economic assessment only takes into account or only discounts behavior which is Usser on its own standards, on the Isser and Deraisa. As far as the Torah's concerned, there's no barrier to your access to the market. Maybe that's all it would take into account, that all it would consider. That's a possibility. I think how much that might matter may depend on why. Yeah. In other words, if the reason there's no shovi is because it's usher for you to take it to the market, right? Like we saw in Sefer Roshonim. So then it makes a lot of sense to say that that'll be the same whether the Isser is Doraisa or Darabanan. The bottom line is you're allowed to take the market. This is evidently what Rabbi Peretz assumed, because this is part of his explanation of why Kiyusha Mechamit HaAsur B'Dirabanan there's no shovi, just like there would be for Deraisa. It's true also for the Chametz HaAsur B'Dirabanan, because the bottom line is, he says, lo yitzu l'konim, that's the second point, but the first point was, it's also l'mokro. However, I don't know that this is mukhrach in the same way that I think it probably is if you take the view that the issue of the shovi is determined by the fact that there's this practice of speaking, nobody there to buy it from you, because I think it is in theory possible to have considered the idea that maybe the Torah will only discount your access to the market when it itself forbids you to bring it to market. But let's say the Torah itself actually sees no barrier, the Torah doesn't offer you, maybe then that wouldn't matter, the fact that it's us or Midrabana. Right? And I think that might depend on why the Isser Mechira precludes the value. If it's because what I was suggesting, the legal assessment of value only takes account of lawful economic behavior, so then I think there is room to wonder, so then maybe the Torah's assessment will take into account only the behavior that it views as lawful, so that's all that's relevant. If it relies, however, like it sounded in the Rav Yah and the Ritva, possibly in Avodah Zarah, if it relies on the proposition that you know, lo nechshedu lavor avera, it's not that the fact that it's illegal itself means that we don't take it into account, it's that we view this as being a real barrier because we're not going to assume that you are going to translate into Daman. So then I think it's possible to just say that won't make any difference. I mean, the point is, you're just a good guy. So whether it's an Isser Derban or Isser Deraisa, you're not going to be over an Avera, so why it's us or Linkor is really an irrelevant point. I think that's a possibility to consider. What?
Okay.
You hear that, yeah.
I hear you.
I mean, there have been parents obviously assuming that this reason it would be valueless even if it's in Isser Derabanan. I'm just saying, I don't know that that's Mukhraf with Gamar. Okay. In any event, if you take the third view, however, what we're suggesting that the fact that it has no value is an Afkata de Malka, which is a term Rishonim use in the context of Shemitah, some Rishonim use it.
Shemitah is not an Isser Hanan, though.
No, but the idea of Afkata de Malka, just the idea that the Torah comes along. It's about how Rishonim, whether or not in Shemitah, the Phobos are automatically nullified, or you have to nullify them. The Zedvar should have you have to Mishamit. The Rishonim would say that it's automatic, they call it Afkata de Malka. The Zedvar Shalom was Makir. I'm just using the term. So if the lack of shovi is an afkata de malka, right, it's a manifestation of the Torah stripping Yisuri and all of their significance, so then I think it's obvious there's much room to be mechalik here. One could very well say that the Torah doesn't just forbid gahana, but is mafkia the item's hashivas, its relevance to human society. But the Rabbanan, that isn't true. Perhaps they don't have the power to really do that kind of thing. This would almost certainly be true if you really viewed them as only being able to direct the gabra. Right? People associate with the Nesivos' opinion about Averus or Banu Bishogi. I'm not sure that it's the same concept, same idea, but this is commonly associated with the Nesivos, the idea that Isur and Rabbanan is a universal truth. Only ever are Isur and Gabra. They don't really create or determine, define objective legal statuses other than just simply whether or not it's us or Bunta for you to do something, or whether or not you're five or whatever. But even if you want to say they have the power, perhaps they just simply didn't do this. Meaning they didn't just simply be mafkia the whole thing. What they did when they asked about no, is they said you're not allowed to get benefit from it. That itself does not, as we've seen, mean that it has no shobi. The fact it has no shobi is part of the Torah's afkad in the Malka, and the Rabbanan didn't do that. All they did was say for Beit Bahana. So then we would say, for this reason, taking this view, for this reason, the Rav Yehuda tells us that Kiddushin Misuri HaChametz Derabanan, HaAsur Derabanan, it's no good, it's ineffective. There had to be something here, there's a gap. All we said was, you're not allowed to be banned from it. But the thing itself has value, right? Ayisuri and Adaraisa, that's a separate point. The Torah, as part of the package, also is not Iyah, it's Shobi. But this, after all, if you were to take this to market, you'd get value for it. So it has value. It has Shobi. So why is Kiddushin be a Chametz Rabbanan no good? Because the Rabbanan were Maftiyah. In Rabbanan, the Kiddushin mean Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. The point is they had a separate intervention, a separate act. The possibility for this kind of hafkah to apply to Deraisa but not Derabanan, I think you find elsewhere. I mean, this I gave you guys, the Yerushalmi regarding a get shall Isuri Anah. The question of get be Isuri Anah is taken up in both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli on Daf Chaf and Gittin simply says that it's kosher. Bavli Paskins, right, that a kosher get all Isuri Anah, let me just find this, this is the Sugi in Gittin Daf Chaf. Anybody have the? I'm going to get it. It basically determines that it's kosher. In other words, even though the Gemara asks, after it says shalchu mitam, they asked, they sent to the basic. What if I write a get on Sura Na? So if I write a get on Pachos Shvikrut, that the Gemara says is fine. But what if I get write a get on the Sura Na? Gemara says that's good too. The Yerushalmi, however, seems to disagree, or I should say that seems to be the opinion of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, however, disagrees. Yerushalmi does not think that get nichtav al Isurina is kosher. Yerushalmi says it depends. Depends on Isurina Derabana or Isurina Deraisa. So just first, taking a step back, what is the problem according to Yerushalmi of get shall Isurina Deraisa? Why is that no good? So here, Misvar, I think one could have said a couple of things. I'll just mention two. The first, probably the easiest, is to say, what's the problem? The problem is that she needs to be kone that get, and she can't be kona to get if it's Isur Enah. There's no Sechia B'Isur Enah. Now, I mentioned that the second proposition, that there's no Sechia B'Isur Enah, that is a Mechlokos Rishon. Right, the Rashba on the one hand, in the Tshuva, seems to say you cannot be Zocha. The Rivash and other Rishon as well seem to say you can be Zocha. They view it as a model for this. The Jews being Magbia Avodah Zarah, which changes its status to Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. No longer Avodah Zarah of Nakim, no longer subject to Bittul. Bittul Avodah Zarah, not Bittul. Right? So they view that as a model. Other Rishonim seem to think that that's a much more limited kind of halacha. It's not something that's just based on a normal kinyan b'davar asur or not. But either way, that seems to be on Chukos Rishonim. So if you take the view that you cannot be kone isur enah, and that she needs to be kone the get, then it would be a problem. That question of whether or not you need to be kone the get happens to be the Ksos has a piece on this. The Ksos argues that she doesn't need to be kone the get. In Siman, this is a famous Ksos in Siman Reish, where he discusses this question at length, but his assumption is that in the end, the get, she doesn't need to be kona. He says, after all, get works even balkarpa, and you don't have a kinyan balkarpa, so therefore, you see, must be that she doesn't need to be kona the get. I heard from Rav Wolfenstein several times, in the name of the Rav, in the name of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim apparently disagreed with. Rav Chaim thought that the woman does need to be kona the get. And he actually has, I mean, there's some compelling riots. I think they're not mukrafos. There are things you can say to answer, but they're still pretty weighty. They're pretty serious. Without going inside on time right now, but as an example, the Gemara Metzia and Dav Yud, in the context of discussing Kinyan Chatzer, one of the suggested mikoros for Kinyan Chatzer, let's say the Metzia, right? Let's say you have a Tzvi Shavur that runs into my, right? So it's not just galloping right through my yard. And I say, Zechali Chatzeri. So that works. That's Kinyan Chatzer. So where do we know this from? So one day in the Gemara is Yafina Netzia Miget. We learned this from because we were taught Benazim Biyada and Yada. Gago Chatzer Benayin, Tamalamar, whatever. And Yafina Netzia Miget. So says Rav Chaim, if you think that you don't need to be Kona the Get, she doesn't need to be Kona the Get, so how could I possibly derive that there's a Kinyan Chatzer from there? That's a context that doesn't demand Kinyan. So, right? This is the question, right? If it doesn't demand a kinyan, so how do I have a raya from the fact that chatzer works big get, that there is a kinyan chatzer? Right, it's a pretty compelling raya. I think one, yeah?
I was thinking maybe like in a Hanani, maybe still Amida came in, but like that's still like he was still Conan through that.
But how do I prove that? How can you assume that? How can you say Yofinim and Tzibah Geder? There is no focus about this question.
You can say that even though really by Gat the woman doesn't need a Kenyan, like doesn't need Conan, but still,
how can I then be Yofinim?
We can't use that as an example saying like, but she was Conan, this paper or this thing.
What's your evidence that she was Conan so that you'd be able to
I mean, the Gemara said it.
I mean, the question is the Gemara's ability to say it.
Yes.
And what's the logic of the Gemara?
Yes.
Right, this is the Gemara in Daf, the Alf Yudim Beis. It says, "When you get kuli amal of pligi, the chatzim ishmi yada is rabai. Ki pligi the nimetzia mar saver yafinim nitzim again. Mar saver yafinim nitzim again." So maybe that's machlokas. But the point Rav Chaim is making is, but the man that only holds yafinim nitzim again. How do you say that unless you assume that she needed to be koneh? If she doesn't need to be koneh, the fact that it works is completely irrelevant. I think the way to respond most likely is to say that perhaps there are different ways you can accomplish vinasam biyada. You don't require kinyan, but kinyan would be sufficient. And in that case of where you don't throw it to her, but you throw it to her chatzer, in that situation you don't have the track of vinasam biyada literally. So then the only way to do it is through kinyan, through an act of kinyan, and that would be something that you wouldn't necessarily assume it has to happen. But in that situation, it would have to happen. I think it's something that's...
Isn't the Ketos, though, specifically coming to address the point of Gito Viedo Bam the Kafed by...
That's where he's coming from. Correct.
Sounds like he thinks that, like, also by Kelsey, you're not being pointed.
He, at that point, Simon Reish, was of the opinion that Gito Viedo Bam Kafed is, in general, not good for Kenyanic purposes. Meaning that you can't have Bam Kafas. The question he had started out with was, but if I am maknan the shtar to you via chatzir of the thing which I'm trying to sell to you, can we say that begabban ke'echad? And he says maybe we have a precedent from Gita v'yadban ke'echad. This is the Shita Sikso said Gita v'yadban ke'echad is not a good, it's not a good working mechanism for kinyanim in general. The fact that it works in get is where he addresses. He has to answer the when it works in get, works in shtar shifer. So the fact that that's the case, he says, is only because you don't really require kinyan. So then he suggests his raya. What's his raya? He doesn't just say, well, because, you know, my raya is you don't need das, you don't need aita. He actually says my raya is get hakniktav al surana. I have it. Get hakniktav al surana works. Right? That's what he says. He says, "V'hadar mei gavi get chaser v'gita ban keachad nira to get shani to get isha u de'eved lo ba'i zechia she yiske derech zechia kevin isha eved ba'akorcham." So here he's aware that this is adopting one position, but he says here he adopts that position. It happens to be the Ketosin elsewhere does not. He says, I don't know why this, you know, people know this, but the Ketosin elsewhere says the Rivash is right, not the Rashba. But here he says, So that's one of the Kazarayas. He says there is no Sikhiya Bisurina, like the Rasha said. The fact, therefore, that Kaswa will get all Isurina, that must be she doesn't need to be in front of the get. Again, Rav Chaim obviously would respond to that by saying the Rivash is right. The Rasha is either being misunderstood or actually the Rasha is not correct. Either way, for our purposes, the point is, but when Yushami says that get bisuri anah deoraisa is no good, so this is obviously then one model, one explanation for that. Maybe the point is that sos here is not correct. Get, the Yushami thinks that she needs to be koneh the get, and siding with the Rashba, you can't be koneh, she can't be koneh the get. That's why it doesn't work. That's one possibility. An alternative possibility, I think, is to say, just to give you one alternative, that perhaps it needs to be, the thing that you're writing on has to have a shame sefer. Right, the pasuk says safer, right? V'nasan la safer krisus. Because I'll say safer kursa v'gabar achir kursa. There's a kashivus, there's a significance to the object which is being written upon. It's not just simply osios achorkus v'avir that you're giving her. You have to give her a safer krisus. And maybe iser hana, which the Torah deems to be ka'afra ba'ama, doesn't have that kind of kashivus, and therefore it isn't sufficient. Maybe that's another explanation. Both of these bring right into the Yushami's line. When Yushami asks the question, and actually the Bavli contemplated this too, what is the difference between get and shtar, pachas, shefruta, and isurianah? They're both possible Shibruta. Why is it okay? Everybody acknowledges, even Yashami thinks that if I can write a get on something which is possible Shibruta, so why is Surya not any different? That's the question Yashami asks. And basically, Yashami's answer and the Bhavali's also consideration of why you might have thought that you can't write a get on Surya is because Lokazi lets Rufe. Right? That because it's not given to being accumulated, many of them still don't add to a Bruto. Masha Enkin, possible Shibruta, if you just, increase the quantity, eventually you'll cross the threshold of Rukuta. So I think one could say that what the Yerushalmi is suggesting is that there is a basic difference between Isur Hena, both of them are Papas Rukuta, Isur Hena and a Dabar Hapas, that happens to be Papas Rukuta. But there's a basic difference between them. The Dabar Papas Rukuta is an item that just happens to be that when I bring it to the market, it doesn't command any sum. But because that's the problem, if I just simply artificially, not artificially, but I simply, I can manipulate it so that then it will command the sum. If I just simply add more and more and more and accumulate it, so eventually it becomes enough to command the pruta on the market. However, when it comes to Suryana, it isn't that it just simply doesn't command a penny on the market. It's that the Torah is mafkia its significance. And hence, Yerushalmi is using this as a simon, hence, it doesn't matter how much Isuri Na you add. Had it been that the issue was, it's a matter that it just doesn't, it happens to be that you can't find people to buy. So then, presumably, if you really bulk it up, anything of insignificant monetary value, but it's, if I give you enough of it, it's possible that you'll have it, you'll pay for it. So if it were true that this is, a function of it simply not commanding a sum and that people just aren't interested in it, so then presumably it would be, at least in theory, possible to change that calculus if I just add more and more and more. However, because it's not that, you just can't find people willing to spend for it. It's that the Torah Mafkia, its status, its value, it doesn't matter how much you put there. It's not a market, it's not a function of the lack of a market. It's a function of the Torah as being Koveya, that it's valueless. And hence, it's not Chazir Lutzrufe, even in principle, even in theory, it's not Chazir Lutzrufe. So there's a difference in regard to get. What's the difference in regard to get? So here we would say, either the difference is that when it comes to get, she needs to be Zofeh. You can't be Zofeh, something with Surya Na. Why not? Not because it has no value, but because the Torah is Nafkia, your ability to relate to it. The lack of Zechia, the Surya Na, like the lack of Bailus, is best understood as being a function of the Torah's being Koveya, that this is something which cannot be traded, something which has a significance, so you can't be Zofeh. No, it's the same point of sum, it flows simply from the lack of Bailus. It appears to be that there are some who think that there is bilus, but there still can't be skia. Whereas to initiate bilus, right? We hold to the Ritva that there is yesh bilus b'tzurna, but there's no zechia b'tzurna. I cannot initiate bilus. But either way, both of those, presumably the best way to explain them would be that the Torah is mafkia, your ability to do such things with it. So therefore, the Torah is mafkia to do such things with it, and for the same reason, it doesn't matter how many you have, it's not a function of the fact that it's something which is, it happens to be, you can't command a market, it's a function of the fact that the Torah is after this item, therefore, you can't be Zofeh, or you might say, therefore, it has no shame safer, it has no shame safer kursa, it's just offered by Amma that you're writing on, right? Follow? Okay, so given that the seven, this I guess I'll just go for now. So then you can understand Yerushalmi, why is it that Isuri Nadar Rabbanan? Because Isuri Nadar Rabbanan, all you have in Isuri Nadar Rabbanan is something which is usher to use. But there's no Hafgah. There's no Eno Eshaliskosvo. There's no, it's Afra Ba'ama. It's not. It's just usher to use it. Again, you're not allowed to use it for, you're not being nana from it. But you're not, but Gershon, you would say, if you assume this is a Heter L'Chachila, which is a question, then you're not being nana from it. You're simply using it as a divorce document. But in as much as that's the case, so you're able to use it. It is a sefer. It also is something which it can be kona. Because Isur HaNa D'Rabbanan have a different status. Isur HaNa D'Rabbanan are simply asur to use. But the attendant tafka, right, the attendant ashvei uka'afar, does not exist. Right, and this would be then something which you would see. Okay, so Kiddusha be Isur HaNa D'Rabbanan. Other guys left. I should tell them. They should say. Kiddusha is the guys came
and
popped in and popped out. Yeah. Kiddush, actually no, it's 1:14, yeah. They were early. Kiddush should be Surya Hana Darabanan. So you would say he's different. Why? Oh, simple, because Afghabez and Afghab, right? Afghan. Okay? Well, finish up. I just want to finish up just one last point about this issue, and for that purpose, actually, I'm going to give you another Makom is the Sugya I face about Mechatik Vachar Bahama. We see actually the Gemara there too, probably too, distinguish between the Suri Hanah Derabanan and Suri Hanah Deraisa with regard to the question of Kevin the Shachat Bekursa Idach Lag Gemara Ketavak. So Gemara suggests that's because Kulin Shnishu Bazar Lag Deraisa. So just take a look at that. So we're just going to finish up with that Gemara, then bringing it back to the Machokas, the three Shitos about the Suri Hanah Derabanan. Right, we can already see where we might go to explain. Obviously, the position that holds Kiddush and Bisurin and Derabanan are good. Kichlal, that there's some unique exception in regard to Chametz. That position seems quite obvious now. But also the middle position, right? That it depends on if it's Igor Minotaur or Einu Minotaur. How you might understand that too. We're going to see to flow nicely, and then we'll finish up with a significant discussion in Rishonim, which both has to be analyzed in and of itself, and also has potentially significant ramifications in terms of just what the halacha is with regard to Kiddush and Chametz, Derabanan and Deraisa. Maybe significantly curbing this, maybe depends, maybe there are very limited circumstances in which that might be the case. In fact, that's what that's an emergency point of the sound, it's actually jazz and open arm. Okay? So, it should be a quick shear to finish up with this, and then we'll be done. Then we can just do Chazar. Okay? Good?